30 people are gathered in this disused warehouse in East London. The air is thick with incense. At the front is a makeshift altar, and members of this so-called West African church ring bells to finish off a three-hour ceremony. Some lie rocking from side to side, others kneel towards the altar, all are dressed in white satin robes.
Talking about either witchcraft or juju or voodoo, where a certain tribe, certain cultures practice sacrifices, mainly animals, where, you know, animals are sacrificed in a particular way and then the blood is drunk to give
people
them a certain
sacrifice
strength, to give them good health, to give them a certain potency. People will sacrifice anything, people will sacrifice anything. People will sacrifice anything, including humans, because of the beliefs that people hold. And therefore, if people feel that human sacrifice is going to be more potent, people will sacrifice anything, including humans, because of the beliefs that we hold. And therefore, if people feel that human sacrifice is going to be important,
in the warehouse in East London, at the end of the ceremony I attended, a group of men move behind a chipboard partition. They surround a young girl who's lying prostrate on the ground. She's only 7 or 8 years old. They cover her with a black sheet. The men begin to shout and babble. They believe she's possessed by evil spirits, the victim of a voodoo curse. Basically, she has a speech problem. They pull back the sheet, she blinks and looks confused. The girl is distressed. I confront the men, they tell me this is a spiritual matter.
People will sacrifice anything, people will sacrifice
grim
anything, including humans.
It may be the case that evil has been allowed to hide behind the cloak of cultural diversity.